think the week after.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the past 2 weeks of the show. We had last weekend off. So make sure you check us out on Facebook at Diva of Dole. We're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And you can check out all our radio shows and interviews here on Blog Talk Radio. This is our 469th Blog Talk Radio show. Jen here with us tonight. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and I'm Marianne, and you can find me at Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And Diva Carrie can't make it tonight, and you can find her at Diva of Dole. And Anna said she'll probably be calling in, but just a little later. And you can find her at Causey Hooch. And also check out at Teo Penglis. And at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan, and at Lauren Coslow, and our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Facebook, and they're also on Facebook. So okay, so have you caught up for the last 2 weeks?
I'm all caught up. How about you?
You're all caught up. Yeah, I'm all caught up. So let's see. I have to say the one thing I was enjoying this week, sometimes I kind of remember more from this week than last week, but
yeah.
What I was enjoying is Xander and Julie. How did you like the scenes with? Yes, they were like Jack told Xander that he could stay because he needed a place to stay. He went to Nicole's, you know, to try to stay.
Nicole said no.
At Nicole's. So Nicole said no. So he finally went to Jack, and Jack let him stay, and Julie overheard, and they're going back and forth. You know, the last time he was half naked on her couch.
Yeah.
They were going back and forth, and then she found him laying on the couch eating. Oh, he ate all Alice's donuts.
Oh, yep, all 12.
All 12, she said. And I guess that was around, and that actually was like National Donut Day. I didn't know if she realized that, but they actually had that because they were talking about her donuts, and that was funny, and she's all getting upset, and he said to her, he says, now calm down, you're on your second heart, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny. And then she said about him, you know, you better watch. You're starting to get like a little pouch, you know, a little pouch there, and she punches him in the stomach.
Like,
and he's like, what? You know, he's all, So they were, I'm thinking they're kind of like kind of how her and Paulina were. They started off on the wrong foot, but then they kind of made amends. So I'm kind of thinking there could be a, called it like Jander, you know, J-A-N-D-E-R, Julie and Xander, Jander. So, they were funny.
Yeah, or like she could be a mentor to him like she was to Eve in the 90s.
So, and she was talking about Doug, you know, she made the donuts for Doug, but I'd like to, we have to wish, today is Bill Hayes' 96th birthday.
And he looks so good.
Today, so. Yeah, so a shout out for a happy birthday for him today. So yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He looks really well for 96. So that was one of the kind of the comic relief of the show with him, Xander and Julie.
I like
Xander
and Gwen
too. Yeah, Xander and
Gwen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like Xander with it. He's good, like, even the scenes with Chanel, even though I didn't like them together, they were still funny. He makes them, his lines, he's kind of getting common like Victor with,
yep.
with the good, like,
he gets the zingers.
The lines and the zingers in, yeah, since Victor's not there. So I guess like Gwen, of course, Gwen's living there now too, so she shows up and,
yeah.
He tells her to get off his bed. Get out of my bed, he says. She
yeah.
like looks at him because she wanted
yeah.
to watch TV.
Yeah, Kelly.
So there's going to be, yeah. So you think some sparks are going to fly there
oh,
between
yeah.
them two?
I can
yeah.
see them together wreaking havoc.
Yeah. right. Yeah. And then falling for each other, you know, of course, not liking each other. And
yeah.
She had to... She dropped her envelope with the pills in it, and of course Xander
yep.
sees the pills, and now he's wondering what's going
is
on.
Is she a druggie
so when, I'm wondering
or what?
If, right. Do you think? I wonder if she'll confide in Xander and tell him what the doctor's doing, like blackmailing
yeah.
her. But then she has to come clean about lying about lying about losing the baby. Although
yeah.
I can see Xander going along with her. You know, Xander. I don't think he much cares about Chad or Abigail
mm-hmm.
anyway. So, yeah.
My
so,
question is,
that'll...
why would anybody tell one of those secrets to anybody in that town?
really? But they
like,
do. Like, we have, yeah, because we have, like, Nicole
oh my God.
Telling Ava that she,
yeah.
you know, that she cheated on Eric. But she hasn't told her that it's Xander, right?
No.
Or has she? No.
I
keep saying
no.
that person that she cheated. Yeah. And, of course, Sammy's, you see the scenes with her and Nicole and Sammy.
Yeah. Sammy's
yeah.
got no one to
Sammy's
talk.
Convinced. Right. And actually, Nicole pointed that out. And then she said about, well, what about you cheating on, you know?
Yeah.
And she thought, oh, how does she know? And it's when she cheated on Lucas, right? Or no,
yeah,
on Rafe
with EJ.
With EJ.
With EJ.
Yeah.
But, yeah, on Rafe with EJ.
Mm-hmm. But I think yeah. Sammy at first thought, uh-oh, does she know about me and Lucas?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Nicole kept denying it, saying that, yeah, she did meet up with Xander, but he just helped her to her room because she
yeah.
was so drunk and nothing happened. But, of course, Sammy's not believing it.
Was not.
So, and yeah. So now we see that Greg Vaughn's coming back. That was a big surprise.
Yes. He needs to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Sooner or later, you know, Nicole's secret will probably come out.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know if Rafe will. Because I think Rafe thinks something's going on, was going on too.
Yeah.
Kind of trying to keep that from Rafe. And
yeah,
you know,
he
oh,
caught us coming
we had
out
Rafe.
Of there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Rafe and Ava?
Rafe and Ava.
yeah, sleeping together. Yeah, I was going to say, do you see any chemistry there, or are
no.
you liking them two together, or no? Okay.
I just fast forward to them.
Yeah. yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
you can't
of
do it.
Of course, then we have. Of course, we have Ava keeping a secret from Rafe about Kristen.
Yep.
So. And that goes back to when she walked in on Kristen escaping because Susan came to visit Kristen. What did Kristen, what? I can't have to remember. That was last week. Kind of knocked her
yeah.
out and
yep.
dressed up as her.
Took off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ava happened to walk in when this was all going on and kind of more or less let her get away and didn't say anything. But she's telling Rafe, oh, no, you know, when I got here, Susan was already knocked out and Kristen was gone.
Yeah.
So we have Kristen on the loose again and
yeah.
leaving, so she's gone.
Yeah.
And not before, what did you think about her, the scenes with her and Brady?
Well,
Brady, like breaking it off.
Yeah. Like, I almost feel bad for him, but, you know, he asked for this, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah, I know. You just can't figure Brady out. He's just, you know, so dumb. And
yep.
later on in yeah, like he more or less like just gave it to her and just let her, you know. I thought those were some good scenes, but then I loved when Philip pointed out to him How could you have not known?
Yep.
Yeah, that was, he was blaming Brady for Chloe, you know, being kidnapped and all that, and saying, "How did you know Susan living under your roof for months that was not Kristen? Like, you should have known." Even Brady said, "I feel bad for Eric Martzoff, because he has to play that. He knows how every time Brady gets fooled by these women, and you know, he didn't know that Nicole." He couldn't tell it was Nicole, or that it was Kristen with a Nicole mask. He couldn't tell that it was Susan, or Kristen with a, you know, dressed up as Susan. So I thought that was funny when Philip was pointing all that out to him. So we had, of course, they were trying to find, Kate came back. Of course, we saw that was last week where she walked in on Jake,
Gabby.
So, but now she's letting on to Jake and Gabby that she's blind and she doesn't have any memory of that. And it's not because she wants Jake back, which I'm glad they're not doing that, because that would be Kate. It's just to get back at them, especially Gabby, because now.
Yeah.
What?
This is below Kate, though.
That?
Kate's more direct. You know?
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to beat around the bush.
Yeah.
She's going to go and do it, you know? She's not going to play like she's blind and dumb.
Yeah, well, now Dr. Snyder knows. I mean, he figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, because she wasn't how she was following him. And now she's kind of blackmailing him because, she's on the hospital board and there must be a lot of complaints about him. And he must have done other shady stuff, of course. I guess, so he's kind of, I guess he's going to keep quiet. I don't know. Because in the meantime, he's blackmailing Gwen.
Yep.
And so.
Who else is he blackmailing?
That one, I don't
Jan.
Know. Well, Jan he
knows. Blackmailing him.
Mailing him. Well, yeah, because, or I guess everybody knows that under his watch, Jan got out.
Yep.
I don't think he realized it at the time, but. So then we have, we had Chloe was in, you know, Kristen put Chloe in Kate's car and just abandoned it, parked it. So everybody.
Jan got the car.
Anna. Yeah. There's
Hi, Anna.
Anna. I think she's coming on.
Hey there, sorry.
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
That's okay.
So you're going through the
we're
last
talking
week,
about
the
show.
Week before last. So where you're
we're
at
going
is,
a little bit of everything.
Chloe's still in the trunk.
Yeah, well, we're just talking. Yeah, we were going. We just talk about one thing and go to the next. But we were talking about Chloe being in the trunk of the car. And first, we had just got done talking about Kate and the blindness, and she's faking the blindness and the memory to get back at Jake and Gabby.
I love it.
And not to
I love
get Jake
it that
back.
She's not doing it. Yeah, I love that because I love it that it's for vengeance and not and to make their life, especially Gabby's life, more difficult than it is for her, like, pining away at Jake, you know. I mean, I'm sure she would want him still, but in turn, and I'd be happy if they got back together, but I love it that she's messing with them.
But I want her to be more direct. You know, just go after him, you know.
She probably will eventually. Who knows?
Yeah, because we have Dr. Snyder now that knows that the truth, and now she's kind of blackmailing him because she's on the board. And she knows that he's been under investigation. I guess he's been doing other shady things. Like, she doesn't know about the drugs and Gwen, him blackmailing Gwen, but I guess he's had other problems. So she's kind of like putting that out there, you know, don't cross me or I'm going to cross you. So we were talking about that. So then Chloe's still in the trunk that Kristen took Kate's car. Well, in the meantime, Jan kidnaps Claire and
Claire.
Steals Kate's car. and steals Kate's car.
Of all the cars.
Not knowing that Chloe's in the trunk. Right. And not knowing that Chloe's in the trunk. So she has a dilemma now.
That,
now
that
she has Claire to contend with. Just Chloe.
That was a nice
plot
twist.
Chloe.
I didn't see coming.
Yeah. So she decides to take them both to the cabin. And then
Oh,
she
no,
wants
like
Chloe to kill Claire.
I didn't get that far. Oh, that
cabin. The cabin question. Wasn't that cabin? Didn't that cabin burn down? I thought it burned completely down. I guess
two
not.
Two or three times.
But it's still there. So Claire's there. She wanted Jan gave her the gun and wanted her to kill Claire.
Oh my gosh.
And Chloe said, okay, give me the gun, I'll kill Claire. And Jan says, do you really think I'm that stupid I would give you the gun? She says, she pulls out a knife and says, here. Chloe says, I'm not going to do this. So she devises this other plan where she ties up Claire and puts this puts gasoline on the floor and puts a lantern there. So when somebody opens the door, a lamp, when somebody opens the door, it's going to fall on the gasoline and start a fire. So she calls Sean. They find out that, you know, lets her know where Claire, she lets her him know where Claire is, knowing if Sean comes to rescue him. Claire, okay. But in the meantime, Ben is out riding his motorcycle, clearing his mind, because he had talked to Clyde.
Yeah.
We saw Clyde again. James Reed was again. Which I like
lovely.
Those scenes with
I do too.
Ben and Clyde. And there Clyde is becoming the father that he should have been.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
Like he's like sympathizing with him, says that he likes, you know, him and Sierra should be together. And he's there, why aren't you on a plane to South Africa? Simple. really what Ben really should be doing is on a plane to South Africa, you know. And he says, you know, fight for her and don't sign the divorce papers. And he said, just get on your bike and ride, clear your mind. Well, the ride on his bike, guess where it takes him? He opens the door. Starts the fire, but ends up putting the fire out and saving Claire.
Oh, good.
So,
oh, good.
Ben being the hero. Yeah. But in the meantime, Chloe, Jan goes away with Chloe. You know, so they're driving.
Oh, great.
And so she takes Chloe to this airfield or whatever.
Yeah.
And
waiting
I guess, how does Philip find out? She calls Philip and says, yeah, if he wants to keep Chloe alive, she wants a jet, the Curiosity jet to get her, you know, and money.
And gummy bears.
Philip doesn't. Yeah, and gummy bears for the flight. So she tells. So Philip doesn't tell the cops, doesn't tell Eli, doesn't tell anybody. Goes and there's this whole big back and forth. Chloe tries to grab the gun, but she gets shot. Philip tackles Jen, knocks her out, and saves Chloe.
Yeah.
So Jan's back in a coma. So I don't know. I don't think Philip hit her that hard to put her in a coma. Do you think?
Well,
she
wasn't in a coma the whole time last time either. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now she's, this is what, her third coma? Third? Fourth coma? Something like that? I don't know. So I said, here we go. But it leaves the door open for the, you know, for Jan to come back. And I have to admit, I kind of enjoy Jan. She's a funny crazy.
I enjoy her.
She's
really
a funny crazy.
Yeah.
So she's
Heather Lindell
funny,
plays her really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does a great job. So we have like Chloe back in the hospital. Of course, we have Brady all worried about her. Comes back and Jen and I were just talking about Philip was there. And, of course, you know, both of them are liking her, you know, and blaming Brady about it. You know, it's all your fault because of Kristen.
Of course.
You know, you would just have. Yeah. And he said, and you were in that house for months with Susan, and you did not know it was Kristen. He says, what is it with you with women? You know, you don't know your wife because you didn't know it was Nicole, you know. So it was a little dig at Eric. I'm there. I feel so bad for Eric sometimes. It's like the poor Brady character is just like so clueless and dumb. They just play him so
like
dumb when it comes to women. Yeah. But anyway, I like that exchange with Philip and Brady. I thought that was a good, but I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. Anybody enjoy? I think Diva Carey. She couldn't make it tonight. But she was talking about J. Kenneth Johnson, and there's been things out there that he's, it's not the same. He doesn't seem to be, nobody seems to be enjoying his, does anybody have, what do you think, Anna? Have you been seeing him, or do you think it's how he's doing, or is it the writing?
Well,
think,
I don't know if it's the writing.
It's the way he's playing.
Because I always loved
kind
him.
Kind of flat.
I loved him. I think he's
flat,
but I think
sleazy
he's
this
the way,
time around.
Yeah,
but I think it's partly the writing, and maybe he's a little rusty.
That's what
I don't know. I think a lot of it's the writing. Because remember how different JJ was once they started writing? I mean, remember we couldn't stand Teresa and JJ at first? And a little bit different scenario, but, I mean, they were two new characters and stuff, or two actors in the roles and stuff. But, you know, and then once the writing got better and the storyline changed, then you saw, you know, you saw, Casey Moss? Yeah, saw his real acting ability.
Yeah.
You know, he had some great scenes at different times. So I kind of think part of it's that, and who knows, I don't know if anything's going on in his life, if it's like, if he's worried about other things or what, if he's, I mean, I don't know if he's, like, technically kind of sleepwalking through it, or I'm still enjoying him, but I just, but think about it.
Because we know
it.
He's better than that,
Philip
we've
is
seen
at,
that
Philip is at his best when he's in love, when you see that twinkle in his eye.
Yeah.
And how can he have that twinkle when nobody seems to really, I mean, like, he's literally on top of Gabby, and she's like, oh, I can't do this. And then, which, okay, fine, you know. But, and he's in love with Chloe, but she doesn't want to have anything to do with. So I think part of it is because when he smiles and those dimples and he has that twinkle in his eye, he's
smiling lately.
Adorable.
Right.
But he hasn't been. But when you think about it, his character's had nothing to smile about.
Yeah.
So,
so I'd like to see him with Chloe.
Yeah, I like to see him with Chloe more so than Brady. And, you know, there was a huge Chloe fan base back in the day. So I don't know, but I mean, I don't mind. I thought back when she was a prostitute for that short period of time, and, you know, he tried to rescue her and everything before she left town that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was after she had her baby and she had postpartum depression and all that stuff after she had Parker. I remember watching her and Eric together, Eric Morsoff, and thinking, wow, they had some great chemistry. Yeah. I think so far we haven't been able to see that to this point because Brady has held back because of stupid Kristen.
Yep.
So I don't know what it'll be like. You know, I'd like to see what the dynamic is. And it is kind of interesting that they're sort of setting up for a flowy, bro-y, like, kind of, you know, triangle again.
Yeah.
Triangle.
I thought she also worked well with Eric.
Eric who?
Brady.
Brady, yeah.
Eric Brady and Chloe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought they could have gone together, too.
But, of course, he's not even on, so,
he will be.
That's right. Is it going to be flashback scenes, or is he?
No, I think he's coming back.
I don't know for how long.
I don't know if he's at first coming back in Nicole's dream, or is he actually back in Salem, or is she just thinking about him? I don't know. I mean, the actor is back for sure doing those scenes, but we'll have to see. But, hopefully, like, he'll stay. But, And let's see. Oh, we were also talking about what we enjoyed. If you haven't gotten the chance, watch Julie and Xander together. Those scenes were hilarious.
I heard those are great.
Yes, they are.
Those were great with the donuts and him moving in.
Oh,
and
how funny!
Yeah.
And then there's
and
also
the back and forth.
Lumi. Have you talked about Lumi yet?
Yep.
I still am loving
Lumi.
No,
we haven't talked. Yes, still loving Lumi, yes. And and I think next week I saw they're going to do some flashbacks, and more or less Lucas is trying to say, like, how good they were together. And they were, we've been in love. We were in love since we were teenagers, and, we were meant for each other. So, you know, Lucas wants to pursue this. So, they've been, and they did they remember how the last from the last time we had our show was what it picked off. We're like, did they get out? Remember when they were?
Yeah.
Xander came to leave them out. Well, they are.
Didn't even
they both
show
in,
all that.
Just all of a sudden, you see them. No.
Yeah. All of a
you
sudden,
just see
Sammy's
them out.
Coming home from
yeah.
the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sammy's coming home from the store. Oh yeah, Mom, I'm
right.
fine. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But then, what did you
yeah.
guys think of EJ reversing that deposit?
Yeah, EJ
yes.
took the money back.
Yes. Yeah, and she
now,
was talking and arguing on the phone.
Does EJ
next
show
week.
Up this week? Is it the 9th?
Oh, this week. Yeah, this week. The 9th. I think it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The last day before, like,
heard.
Thursday
yeah.
and Friday, the French Open is on. Tennis is
oh,
on or something.
Oh, shoot.
So days won't be on Thursday and Friday.
Now,
so
let,
EJ
let
appears
this.
On Wednesday.
Did they preempt days on Memorial Day?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know
I
if
think
I
so,
missed
yeah.
it or what. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it didn't. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It didn't record anything. So I was thinking.
Yeah, and it'll be preempted this Thursday and Friday, and EJ
and
will be back Wednesday.
Now is Xander really going to go work for Basic Black? Is that really going to happen?
Oh yeah, I guess Nicole. He wants Nicole to get him a job there. She talked to Brady, and Brady said no. But he's blackmailing Nicole because he knows what she did. You know, you know. He's
apparently
starting to tell,
on the bed,
oh,
on
Kristen
the wall, and on
knows
the
what he did.
On the desk.
Yes.
Yep.
She's like, shut up. What? She's like, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. So go Nicole. I don't blame her. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's funny.
So,
but I am curious as to why EJ reversed that deposit. So, and yet you would think he would have called
Sammy
by now
and
said, "Hey,
with
Sammy."
Him about it.
Oh, she did talk with him.
Yeah.
Okay,
she was talking to him. Yeah,
because
something
you
would
think
about. Do you remember what
she was
said?
Okay first.
Yeah. Something about oh well, I guess did he find out that she was or she got out
yeah.
or something? I don't know. Yeah, but still, I don't think she was too happy with him doing that. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then
but,
this means that impoverished Xander has to move into the Horton house.
Yep.
Yes, and Jack said okay again, just like he said okay to Gwen, and
goodness.
Now Julie's up in arms.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Julie's going nuts.
Oh, God. Yeah. She says, the last time you were half naked on my couch, you know, so, but now, then he was laying
That's
there
funny.
Like he had crumbs all over the place because he was eating
yeah.
donuts, and he ate all,
oh,
she says,
fun.
You ate all 12 of them? Those are supposed to be
no,
for
how
that,
funny.
You know? So, yeah. And he says, he tells her, calm down. You know you're on your second heart. That's the goal.
Oh, that's
so,
funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they were just, like, really funny
oh, that's
together.
Funny.
So I was telling Jen, it was all about the donuts, because actually it was on National Donut Day. They were talking about Alice's donuts. And then the other part with the donuts is Chanel wants to start her own bakery at the square. She gives a proposal to Abe to start up this business that they're, you know, with these new things.
Yeah.
And she wants Allie to get the Alice's recipe so she can make the recipe and sell the donuts at her shop. So they try to, she wants her to, and she wants Allie to work for her. So that's all.
And Allie brought
go.
Jewelry.
And, yeah.
What?
Allie
you talk, tell her that
jewelry.
About that?
Allie blackmails Julie?
Yeah. Remember when Jennifer had a book club?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember the, the pot
yeah,
donuts.
Yeah, she blackmails Julie about the pot and the donuts.
Oh, my gosh.
She's about telling that everybody. She says, oh, okay, you can have the recipe or whatever and whatever. So I don't know how all that's going to go and I have to say about what Allie was wearing. Did you see she had the bell bottoms on? She looked like she was straight out of the 70s. With the top, she had like the tie top and the flare pants with the bell bottoms.
She kind of has that vibe,
okay.
though, so
yeah.
that makes sense.
She does. Yeah, she does. So then we have Pauline is back. I like the scenes with her and Marlena.
Oh, good.
Her and Marlena talked, and I forgot that her sister Tamara, who, Lonnie's mom, her and Marlena were college roommates.
Oh, that's right.
And they were talking about when Paulina used to come and visit her older sister. She remembers Marlena, you know. So Marlena, that's how Marlena knows her, she, you know.
Right.
Guess she didn't understand who Tom, she was about all her plans. You know, she has, I don't know what her plans are, but they're not good plans, I don't think. She's
genuine.
But these are good
genuine.
Plans.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, Paulina?
Yeah, the plans for the Horton Tunnel.
Oh.
Yeah. She's saying she wants to be this diversified and doing this different things, but I think she has other plans that aren't as good as what she's leading on that they will be. Because Marlena tells her about Tom and Alice are Eli's grandparents. How Paulina didn't know that? I don't know, because she should have known it. It's her family.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And then Abe, she had scenes with Abe and Chanel. But I don't know what she's up to. It's never really come out what these plans are.
Has the new Chanel come on yet?
No.
Okay.
No. No, this is the same Chanel.
But Paulina thought she put something over on Abe, and then she realized Abe was smarter than she thought he was.
Okay.
And that kind of annoyed me, the way she talked about Abe.
Oh.
When he was in there. She
That's
needs to be slapped.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going that they all, something with the next previews that they almost kiss, but somehow they get interrupted, so I don't know. They're still going there with those two. Oh, and then we had Lonnie telling Chanel about what, you know, she wants her to get out. You know, she gets this job to move out soon. The whole idea was seeing Eli naked and going on. She was like, he's so hot. No, you're one lucky. She's just, please, don't talk about that. You know, don't talk about my husband like that and about being hot. And I said, well, why not, Lonnie? All of us talk about him like that. We all think the same thing. Yeah, but I guess it's her cousin.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Were there any scenes with Lonnie hearing about Kristen being arrested or any of that? Because now Kristen's really on the loose, right?
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, Lonnie knows.
So she knows about that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now
we talked about that, about Kristen escaping.
Okay, so what I was confused with, though, I was confused because when they came in, who came in? Like, I left it the week before where, who was it that, Ava, for some random reason. Oh, I guess she was taking lasagna to Rafe, whatever.
Yeah.
She finds, Kristen on the floor or Susan on the floor?
Susan on the floor, right.
Okay, it's really Susan. And then how do they figure, do they finally put two and two together and realize that Kristen has run off? I mean, what? Okay.
Well, Kristen locked out Susan and dressed up as Susan to escape.
Yeah, right.
But Ava knows that. Ava came in on that and let Kristen go.
Right.
But she's telling Rafe, no, she came in and found
she's
Susan
lying.
Like that. Kristen had already, so she's lying to Rafe. And then they sleep together, and and Rafe is questioning her because he says, wait a minute, you were there right around that time. You know, and kind of at first Rafe's not believing her, so he's thinking, but she keeps telling him, you don't believe me,
Oh, gosh, I hate that crap.
So I don't know. I don't know. How do you like Rafe and Ava together? I don't know. They had their, so they've slept together. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who I like Rafe with. I really don't like him with anybody. But
Well,
of course, Nicole was mortified when Rafe found her at.
Oh yeah.
Xander, she's covers by talking about the job thing, but that was kind of awkward.
Right.
Because you know she cares about. Because you know she cares about Rafe.
Right. I think he's suspicious there, too, just like Sammy is about her sleeping
with
Xander.
Oh, my gosh. Lumi's lying to Rafe. Everybody's lying to Rafe.
And he's believing it.
He's
believing it,
usual. He's questioning them.
Yeah.
But he's questioning them.
He's
like, wait a minute, I don't know.
Doubting them. He's dominating. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He definitely is. We'll give him credit for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little smarter than Brady. Like, you know, Brady's.
That's not saying much.
And that doesn't say much.
No.
And I love Brady a lot more than I like Rave, so I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know,
I love I love. Who was it that joked with him about how he couldn't even tell the difference between
Philip.
The chat or who?
That was
Philip. That's right.
That's Philip, yes. I mean, he rubbed that in. Like, yeah, he pointed that out for sure, yeah. But, of course, Chloe's defending Brady. No, it's not Brady's fault. No, because I want to get you, Brady. Yeah, we know. We know, Chloe. No. See, who else? What was? We talked about Gwen and Xander a little bit. You know, Gwen is... Xander found the drugs that Gwen is, you know, the doctor Snyder's blackmailing her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so we don't know for, you know, she hasn't said, you know, I don't know whether she'll confide in Xander, you know, and to say what's going on, because she might, because what does Xander care about Chad, whether Chad knows
question.
Or not that she was lying?
How does Dr. Well, Snyder manage to be the doctor assigned to all of these people that we know? Especially when
I don't
Kayla
know. And he's blackmailing
can't
everybody.
Stand the guy.
Yeah.
Kayla can't stand the guy. So why would she? You'd think she'd pull him off of all. Well, I guess not all of them are people that she likes.
And he's
either,
given
but,
Trip
you know.
Trouble.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's given Trip a lot of grief. You know, but
yeah.
Trip kind of walked in on him and Gwen talking. So Trip thinks he's thinking something's going on. That's
yeah.
not right
yeah.
between Gwen and the doctor. So. I think he kind of mm-hmm. brings that up to Kayla, too. I don't,
mm-hmm.
I think that's in the previews, too, or something. But, yeah. So there is a lot going on. And then we have, well, we said about
mm-hmm.
Jake and Gabby and Kate, so I don't know how
mm-hmm.
long that'll go on.
Gabby going after Ava, like, you know, my brother's heart's been broken many times. You better not break his heart. Trying to, like, kind of
yeah.
get in the face.
Oh, and she,
yeah,
threw,
funny.
And she threw Lucas out of the mansion.
There.
Yeah,
oh.
Gabby did.
Why?
So Lucas wants
why?
To move in with Sammy at Marlena's.
Well, why did he throw it? Well, I guess
because,
probably.
Because
about Kate,
Lucas
I guess.
Did not want them
because
to tell Kate that Jake broke up with
oh.
us.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Gabby wants Jake
mm.
to tell him that. Gabby's
mm.
worried, of course, that Jake is being
mm-hmm.
loyal to
Kate. She's insecure.
Yeah, and she's not going to. Right, that's what she's worried about. So,
and Jake
so
even
Lucas
told
is
Kayla.
Place to
stay. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh, so mm-hmm. you know what's so hilarious?
So
Sammy has all this money,
wants to move in.
And yet she's hanging out with. So it's like John and Marlena's townhome or condo or whatever it is ends up being like the youth hostel for everybody, all the wayward kids that come back.
Yeah.
To town. It's kind of funny. I don't know. Like, how many bedrooms does that place
yeah.
have anyway? But
right.
that's fine. We know why they do that. But it's just kind of funny because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Now, has Sammy even seen her grandson mm-hmm. since she's been back again?
Wait.
Has she even mentioned Henry at all?
Mm-hmm. She was in the apartment talking to Nicole.
She was?
Yeah, but Henry was probably sleeping.
Yeah, she
oh.
was arguing with Nicole.
Yeah, but you'd think she'd want to see.
Yeah, she confronted Nicole. Yeah,
mm.
or I don't know, Henry might not even have been there. He might have been with Allie somewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's too worried about Lucas, and she's also too worried
yeah.
about Nicole.
EJ.
Trying to pin Nicole.
EJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then worried about EJ, you know, which EJ is going to show up at the door next week, so that'll be interesting. See them too.
I really
like to
about
see
EJ.
If there's the same chemistry. Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah,
to see the chemistry. Also, I'm also waiting because Tony is going to come back, and there's going to be interaction between Tony and EJ and Chad.
Oh,
they're trying.
Yeah.
The three of them are going to try to get Demira away from Jake. Gabby,
is Anna coming?
That'll
too?
Be interesting to watch. I think Anna's coming back sometime, but I don't know if they're both coming back at the same time. I'm not
okay.
sure. But I know Tony should
like
be back
the
week after that. Yeah, he's coming back the week
after
that.
I like some of the real
Demiras
working on that.
Yes. Yes. But the thing is he just pops in and out. He needs to stay permanently,
yeah,
just
I
like
know.
The other ones do.
He
but
needs
they
to
don't
keep them all out of that house.
Bring him back and out. And that's what's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that'll be coming up with them. And I don't know. I think we covered. Oh, we could maybe a little bit of the daytime Emmys. That was like a week or so ago.
Yeah,
they've got some. But
Katie McClain, really?
Really? All
how
of them, really?
Not get one?
I mean, I love Wally Kurtz,
nothing against.
How often is he?
Well,
on?
I'm actually. You know what, though? I'm actually happy for Wally. I really am. Because, I mean, he had a lot with Adrian dying and all that. He had a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm
wasn't
all
that
happy
a while ago? That wasn't just recently.
But
it
wasn't also when Sunny was on.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the prior. Yeah.
I guess.
But I'm actually really happy for him. And that's, like, one of the ones that I could really get behind. But, like Katie McClain, and nothing against the actress herself, but I'm like, are you serious? I mean, first of all, it was a daunting task to come in and play a character, step in for Missy Reeves, who's played the character since the beginning and stuff. I mean, I understand that would be difficult, and she took guts to do that. But honestly, she acted like she slept walked through a lot of her scenes, and there were so many big dramatic things that maybe it was just because. It was anticlimactic because it wasn't Missy playing the character, but there was so much material in the last year, and it was just so sad that Missy wasn't there to play it. But even that, even if you couldn't stand Missy Reeves and you were thrilled to death that Katie McClain was there, I cannot even think of why she would. I can't even.
This is why the Emmys to me aren't even legitimate anymore because
I just don't understand. It's
the
almost like
win
she
it.
Had
how
a lot
could
of friends,
you even accept
like
it?
Like she had a lot of friends or something. Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how they pick them.
Now,
and
Wally's
there were so many other actresses.
You know what? In Wally's case, I'm really happy for him, and maybe he had people from both shows or whatever. But from I mean, I don't know. But you know, he's one of those guys. He's a workhorse. He's one of those guys that gets along with everybody.
Well, he was nominated last year, too.
He's a professional.
Yep.
And the fact that he can be working on two different networks for this long and they allow him to do it. I told somebody the other day that's a big fan of his. I said, you know, that says a lot about Wally, not only about his characters and about his acting, but it says a lot about Wally because if he pulled any crap, do you think that either of them would have him around for 5 minutes or that either of them would put up with that arrangement?
Oh, no, I'm sure
he's
to work
probably
with
an absolute delight to work with. Yeah, a professional,
a vet,
you know, knows his stuff, great to work with, and he has charisma from hell. I love him.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean – So I'm really happy for him. I really am.
There
should
have been more from Days,
but,
other ones from Days that should have been nominated.
But I just feel like, you know, I just think, you know, like, I don't even know if Lauren submits anymore. She probably doesn't. I mean, you know, it's just like some of them don't
even
submit.
And that's the thing. Maybe the ones we think should get, maybe they didn't even submit. Maybe that's why they didn't get nominated.
Yeah, because what, was
Tamar
Bronze nominated again? Wasn't Tamar Braun nominated again? Was it for General Hustle or for Days? For GH or Days?
See, I can't remember. I'm not sure. I just was
so
disgusted when I read half of them. It's like,
I know.
Again.
I know.
Like, no, I'm tired of it, you know?
I
don't know. But anyway. So that's all we'll say. And I think Victoria, but there was some of the other, like the girl that plays Claire, she was, you know, I think she was, you know. If Victoria's going to get it, she should get it. But Robert Scott Wilson, I'm just a fan of his. I don't understand why he doesn't get nominated.
He should get nominated every year.
Yes.
I mean, I don't understand that at all.
Maybe he doesn't submit.
Honestly, he's one of the best in day. He is one of the best in daytime, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And I've watched all the shows at different times.
Oh.
He is one of the best. And regardless of whether there's sin or not sin, he's the best. He's one of the best. And so I'm surprised he's not getting – he probably doesn't have the connections either. I mean, and I'm not trying to be cynical because I'm not saying that people who have gotten nominated where it was only political or whatever, because that's not always the case, because some of them haven't been nominated before or very rarely or whatever. But, you know, like it always was Tony Geary before, or, you know, somebody from GH, I mean,
yeah,
from Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
Young and the Restless. Who was it?
Same
the,
one.
That one guy that was won all the
Eric
time.
Eric Braden.
No.
Eric Braden. Christian?
No.
Christian? Something buddy?
Yes, LeBlanc.
Christian LeBlanc.
LeBlanc,
yeah,
Christian
LeBlanc,
all the time.
And I'm not saying that these folks aren't deserving, but it's always kind of like, really? Can we not have – did anybody else have any good material? So, yeah, I'm kind of like it's hard to get – I mean, the only thing I'll probably really be excited for is that, is Wally. And, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, when you only have four soaps left, be nominated as best – I mean – obviously, everybody's nominated, you know, for... Now, was everybody nominated
for
writing
show.
And all that?
No, Days wasn't, I don't think.
Oh.
No writing? I don't think Days didn't get it for writing, I don't think. Yeah. The guy that plays Orpheus for guest appearance, I think he got nominated.
Yeah.
And somebody...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now, see, I would have thought James Reed. See, I think
good.
James Reed would have been a better pick
didn't.
For that.
I would have thought Taylor would have been better.
Oh, well, of course, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's true, but
maybe
they don't think of him as a guest.
I don't know.
Because he's a recurring, you know, I don't know, but.
That could
yeah,
be. They
I
might
know.
Not think of him as a guest because he's reoccurring. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
but anyway. Just
but anyway, so, that. Yeah. Food for thought.
Yeah. And then there's another thing, if anybody has a chance, was really good, was with Maurice Bernard has this show called State of Mind, where he talks to different actors, and it's about because Maurice suffered from bipolar and a mental illness, and he makes awareness of mental illness, and he has this podcast
cool.
he does. Well, he had Billy Flynn. He had Billy Flynn on. Really good interview. And it explains a lot. And then Billy is, like, really open and honest about his struggles with alcohol and, you know, his addictions.
Good.
And he talks about the last couple of years and addresses, like, the problems that he had even when he was on screen and his acting, which explained
a lot.
I mean,
great.
And I had seen it because, I mean, I had seen it. You could tell.
That's a huge amount of self-awareness there if you're, you know.
And talking about his wife and how it affected all his relationships and the work
and
how it went back to losing his grandparent, his grandma, who he was real close to and growing up. And it was really, really good. And now I guess it's been, I don't know, a couple years, but he's been, like, sober, like, for the last couple.
Mm-hmm.
But
good.
You know, when the last time he went off the show, that was part of the reason. That was the problem. And, I mean, everyone knew that, but, like, he kind of, like, talked about it. You know.
Right. Well,
it was really
great.
Good. It's,
and,
I mean,
great,
it's a really good
and great for Maurice
to
have a
to
platform where you can talk about that, you know. And State of Mind, is that what it is, State of Mind?
I think it's called State of Mind, and it's a podcast, I think, that he does. But, I mean, I just found the link on Twitter because, Billy Flynn had it up. And Maurice had it up, too. He had put it up. So, and he does, you know, different – talks to different ones, and he addresses his own problems too. You know, he had talked about. I mean, I've seen that before, but it was really good. I mean, it was really, you know, to see that. So, and he seems, and I have to admit, he has been doing excellent. I mean, his acting has. You can see the difference lately when he plays. He's had some really good scenes. I think he's a good one for crying and emotional scenes and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, Billy Flynn.
Good at that.
So. Yeah. So, yes, if you get a chance to look at that. I don't know. I think, did we cover mostly everything? I'm thinking.
I think so.
I don't know if anybody can remember any other things or anybody hear anything coming up or any spoilers. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on. And I don't think you were here when we wished Bill Hayes the 96th birthday. He's 96 today.
Oh, 96.
So.
Happy birthday,
96.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And like we said, he's still going strong. So
good for him. He looks great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And he's doing great, too. I mean, he's acting great. I mean, he's acting still there. I mean, he's
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's great. Well, happy birthday, Bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I think, all right. So we'll hopefully see everybody next week then. All right.
Okay. Exactly.
Guys, next week.
Take care,
it's a
everybody.
Short one, but,
have a great
rest
of the weekend.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.